Floods. The government has with immediate effect suspended operations of private speedboats at the flooded Kona Punda area in Madogo, Tana River County following the tragic boat accident along the Garissa-Nairobi Highway. Speaking to the press after touring the Kona Punda site where a search and rescue team is camping, Tana River Deputy County Commissioner Andrew Matua said that stern action will be taken against anyone one found defying the order. Three bodies were on Monday morning retrieved by the search team as they continued to search for more bodies. On Sunday, the team rescued 22 people while 23 are still missing from the ill-fated boat that had close to 45 people on board. I want to make it very categorical that no boat will be allowed to ferry passengers either to or from Garissa until we give another communication when it will be safe, Matua said. The only boats that will be allowed are the ones which are searching for bodies or survivors, so for anyone else, either boat owners or passengers who will try to play monkey business here will have themselves to blame, he added. The DCC, who was accompanied by Tana River Deputy Governor Mahat Loka and the county security team, stated that the government was pursuing the unlicensed boat owner who was still at large. He further disclosed that the security apparatus are still looking for the rider who was riding the boat at the time of the incident, with reports suggesting that he might have fled. Matua said the incident occurred as a result of negligence by the members of the public who were risking to cross the flooded area after the government closed the road and declared it unsafe for pedestrians. He urged members of the public to be patient and suspend their travel plans to either Garissa, Mombasa or Nairobi until the water levels subside. Speaking at Maroro area after assessing the flood situation, Garissa Governor Nathief Jama termed the boat tragedy as unfortunate and urged members of the public to avoid putting their lives at risk. He called for the arrest of all who were operating the boat that he said was unlicensed by both Garissa and Tana River counties. They are criminals driven by greed. They had no regard for the safety of the public. We call upon the government to immediately apprehend them, said Nathief. He also blamed the Kenya National Highways Authority for neglecting the section of the road that was destroyed by the El Niño rains. How come this road was not repaired for all that duration? Why put only sand when they know it can easily be swept away? He questioned. He called for an urgent solution towards the endless floods. At Maroro, where the tragedy occurred, hundreds of people were displaced after their houses were submerged by the river floods.